recovery.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Remember, communism jokes aren't funny unless everybody gets them. The show starts now.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "When I die, I won't be able to leave a lot of money behind. I won't be able to leave a lot of luxurious and fine things behind. But I want to leave a committed life behind." What kind of committed life will you leave behind? Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Welcome to the show today. Hi, Uncle Milty. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. I think I'm okay.
Are you?
I think.
You took an assessment just now and
Quick
how'd
one.
That come back?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. The call-in number, 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call up. A lot on the docket today. And might even have a call or two from some special guests. So coming up in the show today. And where to start? You know, on that clip coming in, it's not a black and white thing. I really don't think it is in America. I think that this, and we're going to be talking about this more in the next hour, but the death of George Floyd, I don't know that anyone can look at that photo and not the photo of the officer with his knee on him, you know, face in the gravel. He's unarmed and it's over a $20 counterfeit bill, right? I'm not quite sure that anyone could look at that photo and not walk away with being completely incensed by this and completely just in awestruck that this guy is not being held right now behind bars. I mean, the officer, you can't even understand that. I know. And so there are a lot of things to say about this, but the racism, that racism narrative, I know that in some inner cities that people are treated differently. I can't not say that.
Yeah.
I can't not say that. On the other hand, we also are being driven to the point through media today to think that riots are going on all over the country. That's not true either. In fact, in the articles, it is an angry mob or a couple of hundred people all across the country. That's not even in the thousands. Could it swell? Sure. But I think what the point is that the media spurring this on, trying to project an even larger problem. I want to see this case solved for what this case will be. And this guy obviously has a long history of being abusive as a police officer.
Yes, he
and
does.
He should have been taken off the force years ago. And there are an amount of bad apples out there. And we all know it. But I think even more to this point is, do you feel there's a racism problem in all of America? Because I'm not seeing it. What about you, Uncle Milty?
I don't see it in all of America. I do see a lot of it in the inner city.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
it exists there pretty bad. But, you know, I just saw a new video clip that was mm-hmm. taken by a security camera of a business.
Right.
They show him being pulled over. They show a police officer taking him out of the driver's seat, handcuffing him, walking him over, and he's sitting now in front of a wall. And the police officer's writing down some things as he talks to him. At this point, he hasn't had that knee on his neck yet. So what happened now between this point and the time he...
Yeah.
They're taking him over to the car, apparently, and something happens.
Right. And then one point of this is racism across America, because this is really one of the underlining things they're trying to go with, and then also cop abuse. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
My question after seeing all of this is, why didn't somebody do something?
Yeah. What about the other officers?
Why didn't somebody tackle this cop and get him off his neck?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, had I been there, I wouldn't have hesitated for a second, even knowing full well that I was going to get my butt beat into oblivion.
Mm-hmm.
And
or
I
shot.
Would probably go to jail, and I would probably be fighting the system for the next 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But why didn't somebody step in when such an obvious injustice mm-hmm. was being perpetrated.
I agree with you. That was a long 8 to 9 minutes of that boot on that face, you know, that kind of a thing, that the knee on the neck. And it wasn't a split second. It was a long time. That's a long time. That is a long time.
That's an eternity.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's an eternity to sit and watch somebody kill somebody else.
Right.
And that's all it was. It was a murder.
Yes.
They watched this man murder another man, and nobody stepped in. And I think that is a testament to how fearful people are mm-hmm. of the authorities, mm-hmm. of how much authority people have who shouldn't have it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's got to change.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I know good cops, and I've seen badge-heavy cops. And these people should have been rooted out and taken out of the force when it was noticed early on. And in this particular case, it was noticed early on. There's no excuse for this guy to have still been an officer.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. I'm in full agreement with
you. Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate the phone call. 888-673-1450.
In this video that I'm watching, the security video,
right.
They actually walk him across the street to another car, not the one that's right there
right.
where he is.
Huh,
across
weird.
The street, across to the corner to another car.
Yeah.
Then that video ends. They don't show. He's still standing at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see him fighting.
No, he's not fighting at all.
He's not fighting, and I think that's what makes this worse, is that there wasn't even, I mean, honestly, over a $20 bill, you know, they'll consider anything resistance. There are officers out there that you even look at that's resistance, and they will go, you know, forcefully in. Not all cops are like that, but there are some. And so this is a case scenario of that instance. And yeah, I wish we had more facts on the actual story, and I think facts will come out on this, more facts. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi. The irony is that there's two agendas of the conspiracy of the establishment that are coming in conflict here. One agenda is we're moving, the goal is to make America and the world a slave state. So they have to have a police state to do that. That will be a police state. So for years and years, there's been special privileges, ruling class, to a great extent, for law enforcement. Mm-hmm. This is not an isolated incident.
But this works against their police state,
case,
though.
If the America was founded on the principle we're all to be treated equal, whether you're in law enforcement or not, that person should be in jail right now.
Yeah.
If he's not in jail, he would be out on a bond, but he would have been arrested immediately. So this is part. That's the one aspect of it. The other aspect, the one that's in conflict, is the promotion of that the blacks and a lot of races are being persecuted.
Mm-hmm.
There's racism in America, as you talked about. They tell you, and then there's certain politicians, generally the Democrats, the liberals, that there are there to protect them. That's why blacks vote in such a high population for the liberals, and then they don't care what else that the liberals or the Democrats will do, as long as we are voting those that they're in there that are standing behind us as we're getting persecuted and given the special privileges we're entitled to. So there's two different agendas of the conspiracy that are coming in conflict on this, and they're both sides are wrong.
Okay, but this works against the police state in a way that it shows what they're capable of doing with that power in the police department. So works against the narrative.
You're saying exactly the right thing. We need to expose this. This is a ruling class America that is being formed, and to a great extent is already here. Special privileges for law enforcement. The principal, Everett Taft Benson made this point. Every individual has the same amount of rights as any law enforcement officer, and law enforcement officers have no more rights than us. So if we did that, we'd be in jail immediately. He should be in jail right now. And you made and we need to expose that. And you are doing that.
Yeah,
that's really important. But the other aspect of it is the agenda to keep pitting the people against each other, the classes, the sexes,
we gotta have
the races.
Yeah.
And out of that conflict of collective, that collectivism conflict comes more and more tyranny.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Because, yes, we just had the we're all buying in this together mantra for 3 months. Do you know what I mean? That's a little too much togetherness, I guess.
Yeah.
They need to create this divide.
But this isn't a racial issue. See, it doesn't matter that the cop was white or black. What matters is that it was a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all that matters. How do you make that a racial issue?
Well, they're going to, because they're going to say, if this was a white guy, this would not have happened. This was a black guy, and so they were extra brutal, or they did what they did.
But
they
got they're right. If it was a white guy, it wouldn't have happened, but mm-hmm. not because of racism. Because if they did it to a white guy, it wouldn't cause a stir.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Interesting. 888-673-1450. And I know you guys have some thoughts on this too, because I, you know, watching that, I don't know that anyone could walk away from that. Not just, it was really, really a sad case, a very sad case, father of two. The news, however, is almost inciting. They're inciting the violent behavior. They're inciting people to riot. And the reason I say that is because when they're talking in headlines, it's people all over the country are mad. Are you going to join in? Kind of framing. It's very, very, well, it's typical. I'm not going to say it's strange, because it's typical news media. They will try to make it sound like the riots are bigger than life and going on in every city. And that's not actually true. That's not the truth. The truth is that you've got very, very, very tiny groups in a couple of cities. But even with that, I just push that aside, just because it's kind of a side note on all of this. The media, you know, basically inciting mm-hmm. people to follow in. But this narrative cannot be lost. And this is why, even in the year 2020, we're still dealing, or not dealing, because we're not dealing with a problem. We are trying to expose the media and the government for really honestly trying to make something of this across the country in the form of racism. So you have racism, and then you have cop abuse. There are two issues going on here, and of course we've all seen individual cases of cop abuse. It doesn't mean it's going on with every single cop. It just means that there are cases, and why are they not being taken out of the force? That's the question. When you have an officer that's been involved in so many altercations as that guy was, I can't imagine keeping him on. What a liability. Obviously, he doesn't know what to do, or he's bringing in his anger. I don't know what he's doing, but obviously something's wrong. Yep. We're going to come right back. Let's tackle some local issues too, and some Utah issues. Be right back.
Lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life now.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and glad to have you. I've got Uncle Milty here, and also make sure that you get over to Inside Out Hyperbaric. So many people have figured out that hyperbaric works, and that's important to know. Judy Mikovits, a huge supporter of hyperbaric machines that I had on the show, that fantastic scientist doctor that I had on the show, she truly supports it, and so does every doctor. You know, so far, like even Dr. Batar and Shiva, all of these doctors are like, hey, hyperbaric is the way to go, because it's increasing the healthy cells in your body through pure oxygen. Just breathing in that pure oxygen, you just have no idea what it can do for you. I think we don't realize how depleted we are, and how our body is just trying to fight, but it can't, and we're not giving it the right tools. Hyperbaric is that right tool. You can purchase, you can lease a machine, you can rent a machine, you can go in and use the services there. They're truly, truly out, ready to help you with your health and actually access your immunity, increase it. I mean, I can't imagine anything better than that. 634-9355, 634-9355. I trust these guys. They know what they're doing. They're there because they care. And you know what? People are finally figuring out that maybe Big Pharma isn't the answer, that maybe we should start healing from within, on the inside of our body, going for the source, going for that source that's causing some of the problems you have. And if you're healing from a surgery or you went through chemo or any of those kinds of things, if you're struggling with any of those kinds of things, this is the way to do it. Go in for some sessions at the hyperbaric and allow your body to do what your body was meant to do. We were just talking about the George Floyd case. I'll take a call, and then there's a couple of things we want to hit locally too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Kate.
Hi there. Go right ahead.
I don't know if you heard the Minneapolis mayor.
Depends which clip. Go ahead.
Oh, you did play it?
No, I haven't played it yet, but I heard it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But I was just going to say, this isn't about bad cops or bad governing or anything like that, folks. This is about 400 years of racism.
Mm-hmm. I think there's two different narratives going on here, but certainly, the racism card is... It's played anytime. See, right now, COVID is kind of leaving the perimeter of the media, right? Slowly. And of course, they have to have something that jumpstarts rioting in America, something that keeps us fighting.
Oh, absolutely. But and you talk about racism, and I mean, even with coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
they've come out many times and made sure that we know just how hard hit the minority populations are,
mm-hmm.
especially blacks. And, mm-hmm. and it's just, yeah, but hey. What do you expect from this media?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, they are nothing more than representatives of the Democrat Party hiding behind press releases.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Yeah.
You're welcome.
In fact, you know, I remember, who was it? The Trey, what's his name, case?
Trayvon Martin.
Yes. And of course, wasn't it Zimmerman? George, half Hispanic, half black, but of course
white
they,
guy.
You know what I mean? They, and the caller's right. They will drive home that particular narrative whenever they can and ignore, you know, the other parts of him, but actually kind of hone in on this too, on in that case, making him more white, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of interesting how that all plays out,
mm-hmm.
and they pick and choose the narrative as they go. And I think that's a problem, and we had a huge problem with that. But never the problem that they're dictating so much. You know, the cops, as we started moving away from local cops and into more of the federal training and all on board federal, you know, training and increasing the amount of SWAT visits just even for tiny little things. You know, all that has played a part in this particular narrative that's going on right now with the bad cops. And what's interesting is that's all true. That all has happened. They have been given equipment with strings attached, as Sheriff Mack talked about. We have problems in that area, but those are solvable problems that we could actually scale back. But not every cop is out there doing these kinds of things either. So. It's such a balance right now in, yes, we can go after some of the problems, but not everything in this arena is the big issue either. It's, I don't know, maybe some context, some history might help.
Yeah.
Some balance, because even when I was reading through the news stories, I try to be very balanced in really reading what they're actually saying. You know, what are they actually saying? And then what do they want you to walk away and think? So there's a couple of things going on there that we have to always maintain that kind of balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, progressive liberals have a hard time doing that. They go to feelings, 24/7.
You have to first believe and accept the fact that they want to divide us to conquer us.
Yeah.
Once you figure that out, the rest of it shows up pretty easy.
The media is just exposing themselves daily. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, ever since our police force got militarized with the SWAT teams,
yep.
and everything like that, and I believe it reached its peak, actually, with Bill Clinton and Janet Reno.
Yeah.
When,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
when you surround
Waco.
An entire mm-hmm. compound with
right.
with tanks,
yep.
you know,
that was horrific.
You're kind of making a statement.
Yep.
And that's exactly what... So those cops, as children, I want to be a cop. So they see what police officers are acting like, and there's those eyes who, that's what they want to be. They want to be the enforcer. They want to be that person.
And that guy, I'll bet you, he was the leader of that group. Mm-hmm. He was the alpha male, mm-hmm. shall we say, of that pack of wolves that, yep. that killed that man.
I completely agree with you because, see, look at through COVID, all the sheriffs and police officers that said no. We had a lot of case scenarios of individuals in the police departments that said no to arresting people or no, mm-hmm. I'm not going to do this or leaving their job. So you have just as many case scenarios in that way that you do in the way that you're talking about, too, with along with the federalization of the cops, along with all of the training, along with the military approach training, and then sending SWAT in to elevate something very simple that a local cop could have taken care of easily. So there's a lot of there needs to be a balance at looking at both, but I totally agree with you. We've had this sweeping change over the course of 30 years that needs to be addressed. Absolutely.
Well, even here in our local area, we have the Drug Task Force. Mm-hmm. They get specific monies from federal government yep. to do what they do, and they act as shock troops to operate as they do. And they're an elite force within the police mm-hmm. department themselves.
Right.
And that makes them feel more superior to the other officers. They don't abide by the law because that's what the common guy does. I have a whole different set of rules because I'm an elite cop in a task force.
Yes. Yes. I so agree with that. Thank you. Really, I love the phone call. Thank you. Great points.
Yep. Unless you're a very honorable person, that
yeah,
happens.
Right. Right. And so you're going to have a little of both. And we need a lot more of the constitutional sheriff and a lot less of the federale.
Mm-hmm.
That's honestly what we need to root out. And they were just itching, though, to bring us something that would divide us. And I think you're absolutely right about that, Uncle Milty, the dividing factor. And we have to watch that. Just like we were totally hoodwinked with COVID, we have to watch where we're being played. And it's hard to pick up on those things sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, you think you're just hearing reporting. No, you're hearing a lot of manipulation in the press.
Well, and COVID is dying out a little.
Yeah.
Now it's talking about how can we open safely.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is more and more people are opening, safe
yeah,
or
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
So they had to come up with something else
I
now.
I agree.
And so here we are.
Here we are. And it's so interesting that COVID is fading, yet you're still seeing all these remnants of it. The schools put out a survey. And honestly, they wanted to know if you would send your child back with restrictions. Of course, you know, the basic restrictions of reasonable. Don't you just love how they put the word reasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable safety practices, like all year long, frequent hand washing and disinfecting surfaces, you know, what will make them completely neurotic. And stay home if you're ill or have a fever. They were already doing that.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't anything new. School district.
Yeah.
Coughing and sneezing into a tissue or sleeve. Yeah, we pretty much all teach our kids that. Limiting physical contact.
Well, I was a nose picker, but
nose picker. Limiting physical contact. Do you know what I mean? These kinds of things. Like, that's supposed to be reasonable. And then the top one is I would send my child to school with little reservation. Or I would not send my child unless certain safety precautions were in place. Or I will not send my child back. I sure hope people start homeschooling, but I have a feeling if I was going to make, you know, I don't like predictions. Maybe I shouldn't say predictions on the show. Well, I have a feeling that we're going to end up going to year-round school everywhere because I feel like what they're going to do is as flu numbers start to come in, right, instead of shutting schools down because parents will be opposed to that, what they'll do is they'll do smaller class sizes, you'll go at intervals, and I'll bet you anything they introduce year-round. We can't take a summer break. We're all in this. We're all buying into this together. We've got to make it a year-round thing where summer's with your family and having fun and hanging out and going places, vacationing, all those things are a thing of the past. I will make that prediction.
Well, let's not make this mistake.
What?
This survey by the Washington County School District is not to ask the parents what you would like us to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's to find out what they think they can get away with.
The
next question,
yes.
The next question
yes.
is, mm-hmm. what safety practices do you feel are absolutely necessary? And it lists all students and staff wear masks,
mm-hmm.
frequent hand washing and use of disinfectant is the second one, restrictions on how many students in the classroom,
mm-hmm.
restrictions on activities involving physical contact, or none.
Mm-hmm.
Or none.
And here's the deal. You're exactly right. That's a great point, Uncle Milty. And they're acting like they have to do something. Why can't they just go back to school?
Exactly.
None of the kids were even affected in America. Go back to school. Why are they making this a thing? And you might say, well, they want us to have a voice in this. No voice is required in this. Just go back to school as normal. Good grief. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, you know, 16, 17, driving around, you know, partying. And that was my first real run-ins with police, and they were courteous and, you know, give you around. They check, see if you're up to any bad stuff. If you weren't, you know, you're... But today, if you have contact with the police, I think they just feel like they have to at least give you some kind of ticket.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. We're going to head off to a break. But, you know...
I think most confrontations with the police for young people today are traumatic.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I mean, ask a 16-year-old. They're getting pulled over all the time. No, it's almost like they look and target the 16-year-old. And we do have police budgets, and we also have cops in schools that shouldn't be there. I mean, there's all kinds of issues when it comes to law enforcement and what they've become, just like the one caller said, over the last 30 years since the Clinton era. We have some severe formative problems going on, and also in training and everything else. And so, like Sheriff Mack said, I mean, you got that from Sheriff Mack. I mean, it was kind of like this. We have a lot of problems. We need these people to step it up.
Yep.
We need a little more Chris Ann Hall training and a lot less Federale training. And we need to... We all want to make sure they're there if something were to happen, but we also don't want to feel interrogated by them, and we also don't we also want to feel like they're going to understand what rights are as well. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. Go over to ABC Auto Body Central. If you're in an accident, those are the ones to choose for sure. They worked on my own car. They've worked on several of my cars, actually. No, I'm not running into things consistently.
Oh,
but,
but
my teens are. Anyway, I've got a great record. Anyway, but ABC is awesome. Auto Body Central, you can pick your provider, and they have outstanding stars given to their business. Let me just say, people love these guys, and it's because they're going to get you back in your car quickly, and they're going to get back you back in your car, and it'll look just brand new. What can I say? They're that good. They'll even come to your house to do an assessment, so you don't even have to leave your home. And if I were you, I would choose these guys. I really honestly would. They're that good. ABC Auto Body Central. You just can't go wrong. They're awesome. And if you have something inside your car too, take it to them. You'll be surprised at what these guys can do. They're awesome. Decades of experience. We were just talking about how dumb people are. I think all of you, because I know I keep getting this, you know, people were coming here for the break and they kept saying, it's so normal here. Yes and no. We still have the holdouts. Mm-hmm. Let me just tell you, school district being one of them, but the St. George Museum for Kids opened up. And of course, you know, every 2 hours they're going to stop and clean it for an hour and disinfect, even though cases among children, this is just, let me put it this way. If I hear we're not out of the woods yet, one more time, One more time, I swear to you. We've never been in the woods. In fact, the school districts, like just like this message we just got from the school district, you know, as far as surveys go, you know what? The problem is they keep trying to make this into something.
Yeah.
There was never any cases in the schools. They preemptively shut them down. There was never any illness spread amongst kids or teens. And all they can talk about is, what are we going to go do? How are we going to solve the spreading? Oh, my gosh. There's no spreading. Oh, my gosh. Go back to normal.
But
open your doors.
When you say there's been no spreading in the schools, children aren't having a problem, they say that's because we shut it down.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it isn't.
There never was a problem. So why are the school districts working in overtime? Why is the museum closing down every 2 hours? You know, it's stuff like this that drives people bananas. Because everyone can see how hoodwinked we've actually been by our own health department and by the state health department and by our own little comrade governor. And you know what? People have had it. And when the museum does this and they act like kids can't be around each other and forced isolation, I mean, in our schools, I mean, now we know you probably want measures, right? Reasonable ones. No, we don't want any. Why are you further traumatizing these kids? They should all be fired for incompetence.
And while they're doing this, you can see when you're out and about that the percentage of people wearing masks and being afraid is getting lower and lower.
Yeah, because they feel like idiots finally.
By the day.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi.
When 5G, you know, they've put it in the schools and everything, when that starts hitting the kids, they're hurting, you know, if they start getting nosebleeds and getting sick, and don't you think that it's going to go, it's affecting our children?
Yeah, they would blame it on that. Yeah, absolutely, if they saw
anything. If heavy metals in our bodies cause the 5G, I think, to interact or react.
Yeah.
And the one thing you can do is Redmond clay. It takes heavy metals out of your body. So
interesting. All
might
right.
Might be an idea.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate that. Yeah. There's a lot of really great natural ways to do things.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's starting to figure that one out this last decade, which I'm really happy about. But this has just been so over the top. And stop trying to do something. And stop thinking that you have to tell us that you're going to keep us safe every 5 minutes. We don't need your safety protocol. It's unnecessary. It's ridiculous. It's over the top. And you guys look like total tools. We need to fire the entire board and superintendent at this point, because you know what? If this continues and they start implementing all these measures and tell us that everybody wanted it, I will not believe it.
You know, all morning long,
there's no way.
From the time I woke up, I've heard people on the news, the news media, say, we passed a milestone today. We've passed 100,000 cases. Now, I don't mean to make fun, but these are the same people that 3 months ago were saying there was going to be 2.5 million cases.
Yeah.
But now we've passed the big milestone.
Right, yes. In fact, a month ago, you were told by our own IHC that we were going to have thousands and thousands and thousands of COVID cases coming our way. It's not a pandemic when 7 people are still in the hospital from the same thing they were in the hospital with a month ago. And it's not COVID. Anyway, so there's that. And I just wanted to bring that up because when I saw the museum opening, it's all about the safety. Oh, my gosh, we have to. We don't want people to buy tickets together. We don't want you inside the facility together. But when you're done, go to Walmart and go shopping with everybody and go stand in line. See, it's the picking and choosing of the nonsense. And these people that run this, and that's probably per city, right?
That's the city.
If you don't fire your mayor and your city council right now, for doing these kinds of measures and acting like this for 3 solid months, what are you waiting for? Fire them. They're not standing up for your freedom. They're not even standing up for common sense. What are they doing?
They're following the guidelines.
St. George City. Oh, my gosh. I'm embarrassed. I'm just embarrassed for you guys. And all these little measures and protocols and safety things and walking around in your masks. Oh, my gosh. can't handle it anymore. Governor Wright said that Governor Wright, Thomas Wright said that the governor asked him to kind of, you know, casually just sort of leave the race and go after, you know, and prop up Spencer Cox of all people. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'd like that Hillary lover in office. Sure. Spencer Cox. Anyway, so the accusation was made that the governor, you know, kind of did a little, you know, thing he's not supposed to, like call him in and casually talk about the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. And you're going to support our guy, right? So you know what's wrong with this? Governor Herbert wants to crown the governor, and Senator Hatch wanted to crown Romney. This is our problem in the state of Utah. It's the, I'm going to pass this on to my predecessor, the one that I believe in. So there's something so wrong about those kinds of endorsements and using influence and their position of power to create sort of this campaign for the predecessor they want in office.
The minute somebody announces their support for a candidate,
mm-hmm.
I get suspicious.
Yep, I do too.
It just doesn't make sense.
And this is even just, this is influence. This is, why don't you go after another race, Thomas? You know, don't stay in this one. You're going to lose anyway. And I'm proud of Thomas Wright for staying in the race.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to you, Thomas Wright, for staying in and not listening to that. And even Thomas Wright said that he said, well, I might not win, but I'm going to, you know, I believe I could. So I'm going to stay in the race. And the mayor said, you know, and I believe I can get 10 birdies, you know, or the governor said that to him. I believe I can get 10 birdies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They want Cox so badly that they are willing to do anything to get Spencer Cox that position. And if I were you, I can't even imagine voting for that guy. But if you want to, I don't know what to tell you. You're asking for another redo of what we just had. And he'll be in office forever. You'll never get rid of him.
No.
Nope, you'll never get rid of him. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think he has a chance, actually, anyway.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Spencer?
Yeah. I think Hughes really is way ahead in the contest,
mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
And that's why this happened with Wright, because they're hoping that all those votes would go to Cox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't think they would even if Wright left.
Yeah. Huntsman doesn't stand a chance.
No, he's wasting
nobody
his time.
Wants that New World Order globalist either. So
we've had him once.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks,
you
know, but no.
We don't need to go backwards.
Yeah, yeah. He sincerely gives me kind of the creepies. Anyway, there's just something about him. I don't know what it is, just being honest. And I've had the opportunity to interview all these people. I actually said no. And the only reason is I interviewed a lot of them back a few months back, and I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe you want me to interview these people. I don't want to
say much that's relevant.
I don't even have a desire. I really don't. So I didn't know that quagga mussels in the lake are now the, how are they being categorized?
The STD of the water.
Of the sea.
Of the sea, yeah.
Like chicken of the sea, except this is the STD.
I kind of like it. I kind of like it.
What in the hell is, why would they call it that?
Well, it's an
STD
infection.
Of the
I'm
sea.
I'm surprised they didn't call it the COVID of the sea. It is an infection after all.
Why an STD? Why a sexually transmitted disease? I'm.
Well, boats are sexy. Boats are sexy, Kate.
It's quagga mussels. What in the... Anyway, there's so many bad jokes I could tell right now, and I'm actually making myself not tell them. Are you mm-hmm. proud of me? I'm mm-hmm. making myself. Oh, dear. I don't even have anything to say about that. I can't even comment. I can't comment or something's going to come out that shouldn't. Okay. So, your boat might be in trouble in the lake.
Well, they checked 5,700 boats over
the weekend.
How many
had the STD?
54. 1%. 1% had the STD of the sea.
I'll bet they were shocked. They didn't realize.
Well,
they just didn't realize, you know.
I never thought one of my boats would be one of the 1%.
It was just a casual date in the water. Nobody knew. I pushed you pushed ashore and wham. I don't know, the lake looked nice.
Yeah.
It was dressed nice.
Promiscuous boats, they're a big problem there.
I have no words. 888-673-1450. The yellow, I wanted to talk about the yellow status that we're in. I love the phasing back color system, like preschoolers. Mm-hmm. Are we phase yellow? It's the bright yellow circle today. What is the bright yellow circle from our comrade governor give us today? What kind of freedom do we get, Bob?
They're not giving us any more freedom.
Oh, no more freedom?
No.
No liberty. Sorry.
No.
So everything's at the governor's guidelines.
Yeah,
but just follow
the guidelines.
Just so you know, they only keep saying guidelines over and over and over again. And you don't have to follow what they say. You really don't. It's a guideline. You will win in court if you take this to court.
And it's progress because early on they were trying to call it laws.
Yes, they were, and they could not get away with that. So always read the fine print, and in this case, it's a guidelines. The governor has no authority to tell you what to do in your place of business. And if you fear the health department shutting you down, I'm so embarrassed for the health departments when we went going through this whole COVID thing, aren't you? I really got to see in bright lights and bright colors. There you go. There's a yellow. what they're capable of, and I don't think it's been pretty. Really, honestly, it's been tough to watch. The misleading. I think when people do that on purpose, I just have a real problem with that. I hope you do too. I hope that misleading behavior, if I were you, I'd probably write into them. Then I'd send it, even if you don't have kids in school, I'd send an email off to the superintendent and the board that these people need to be ousted immediately. Ousted. Not one of them even asked a question or stood up for anything. Ridiculous.
Fortunately, though, the provost, Michael LaCourse, the provost of Dixie State College, said the university has been following the guidance, but everything has not been decided. However, we're trying to make it as normal as we possibly can while prioritizing safety.
Oh, my gosh. How about normal is normal?
Yeah,
I don't know.
How about just normal,
is there a segue? No, it's just normal. It's to pull your head out and be normal. It's not higher education. It's just older education.
Yeah.
I'm getting so tired of these people that think that they have to make up a million rules for our lives. You know what? Back off. And you know what? The only thing that can change it is us. Take off the silly mask. Take off the silly gloves. They're not doing a thing but harming you. And let's just go back to normal for once.
Please.
We've had enough, right? 3 months?
I have.
All right. 126 days of this. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show.